The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, the letters page in the Irish Times today had an extraordinary story from the Leaving Cert, and the person, the young woman who wrote the letter, we've asked her to join us to tell us about her dreadful experience that she was put through in the Leaving Cert. Amy Richards, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Where did you do the Leaving Cert, Amy?
Well, I did my first three exams in Wexford General Hospital, and then I did the remainder of my exams in my own private centre in the Loretto Secondary School in Wexford Town.
Okay, now tell us about how you ended up having to do the first three exams in hospital.
So the day before my Leaving Cert, I was admitted to hospital because I was having severe abdominal pain. At 7 o'clock that night, I learned that it was more than likely acute appendicitis, but the doctors were still unsure. So they said that I would require surgery at around 8 o'clock that night. However, the surgery was postponed due to an emergency until 1 a.m. the morning of English Paper 1, and it turns out that my appendix had perforated about 5-6 days before I'd been admitted to hospital. I had gangrene setting in, and I had a large abscess in my abdomen, as well as a blood infection. So,
my God, that could have killed you.
Yeah, exactly. The surgeon told my mum when I was brought to recovery that I was lucky to be alive. So my mum got a really big fright then, because that never really crossed our mind. We were too busy focused on the exams.
Yeah, when you were feeling sick in the week before the exam, was this just been put down to stress?
Yeah, exactly. I'd been to the GP the week before, English Paper 1, with pains in my stomach. But because I didn't really have many of the symptoms of appendicitis other than pain, it was put down to stress and IBS. So I was given medication and told that if the pain worsened, that I was to come straight back. And yeah, it only worsened. So I came back into the GP and I was sent straight to hospital.
Okay. And at what stage did your parents get onto the school to say there would be a problem with you doing the exams the following morning?
Yeah, no, initially my dad rang the State Examinations Commission directly from the emergency department on the Tuesday before, and he brought up the new provision for brief students in July to defer an exam.
Yeah.
And he explained that although I wasn't bereaved, thank God, but I was extremely ill, and that he made the request that a special provision be put in place for me, that I'd be able to even just defer my English Paper 1, because I was only getting surgery that night to sit it in July. But he was told that we only had two options, that I could either sit the exam at 9:30 with the rest of the country, or I could forfeit my English Paper.
My God, that's pretty stern stuff. So then they actually then, your father said you wanted to do the exam. You were determined to do the exam, were you, despite the fact that you were in so much pain?
Yeah, exactly. My parents and the surgeon were pretty against me doing the exam, but what I had to explain was that English is a minimum entry requirement for university. So if I didn't do my English Paper, I automatically would have been unable to attend university no matter what the points I got were. Also, if I didn't do my English Paper, I would have been forced to repeat next year, except I would have had to have learned a completely new syllabus for both English and music, as well as the new Tropic Tours for Irish and resitting the HPAT, as I'm hoping to do medicine. So it wasn't just a case of resitting and revising for a year and still having fun. It would have been the case of learning 2 years' worth of work in 1 year, and with more stress. So that just really wasn't an option for me. So I was determined that I'd go in, no matter if I had to be held sitting up, I was going to sit the exam.
Okay, so then you had the operation about 1 a.m. What time did you come round about? Because you would have had a general anaesthetic, which knocked you out. So what time did you wake after the operation?
So I was brought back to the ward at 4, and I remember being woken every hour. Like, of course, I was still not really there. I was still really heavily medicated. So I was awoken every hour for my blood pressure and to receive different types of painkiller, obviously because I was in a lot of pain. I was awoken properly at my own request at 7:30. And then the surgical team came around to check up on me. So it was 7:30. So I got less than 3 hours sleep because I was awoken. So it wasn't full sleep and I didn't sleep before the surgery.
And then you actually did the paper in your hospital bed. The State Examination Commission actually organised, did that for somebody to come along with the paper and to oversee you doing it.
Yeah, so the invigilator arrived at about 9 with the exam paper and the answer books. And I sat there with an oxygen tube in my nose. I had two drips in my left arm because they took the other two drips out of my right arm so that I could write more comfortably. The nurses came in at 20-minute, half-an-hour intervals throughout the exams to give me different types of medication, particularly for the nausea that I was experiencing, to change my drip to make sure everything was okay. So, it was really uncomfortable sitting down for so long after surgery on, like, your abdomen because the position of my stitches and just the pain itself, it was really exhausting actually sitting for so long.
And what sort of English paper did you do? I mean, I know you won't get the results till the middle of August, but do you even have any recollection of how you answer the various questions?
To be honest, not really. I know that when I came out of the exam, I rang my nanny and I told her what I was writing and she was delighted with it. But now I honestly couldn't tell you what I wrote. I remember the essay title because it was so good for me. It was a place that defines you or shapes you as a person. So I wrote about the hospital, about how I wanted to do medicine and I was starting out. But like, I don't know if it was gibberish what I was writing. But I can't remember the rest of the paper, hands on heart. Like, it's a bit of a blur, to be honest.
And then after the paper was finished, I presume you slept for the rest of the day, did you?
I was exhausted. I fell asleep straight away. My dad slept as well with me because, they didn't get much sleep. They were worried sick about me.
But then you also had, the following day, the Thursday, you probably had two papers in that day, did you?
No, luckily I just had the one. I just had English paper two, and that wasn't until the afternoon.
Okay.
So I tried to do a bit of cramming in the morning, but like you can't study in the hospital, especially when you're sick.
And also, I mean, you still would have had the effects of the general anaesthetic, which would leave you definitely below par.
Oh, exactly. I think probably English paper two and maths paper one were worse than my English paper one because of the nausea that I was experiencing. I don't know if it was because of the effects of the anaesthetic wearing off, but I was extremely nauseous, dizzy. It was a suffocating feeling. That's the only way I can describe it. And I actually had to finish both of those exams early. I couldn't complete the paper because I ended up on the floor in the bathroom in my room. And the invigilator had to run outside and grab my mum, who sat outside all of my exams for the duration of my leaving cert. I gave her a bit of a fright, to be honest, because it was dramatic. But I didn't get to finish those exams.
Amy, that's terrible. And then you came out of hospital and you had to do the rest of your papers. As you were saying, you had to do them not in the same hall as the rest of your classmates.
Yeah, exactly. I was still not fit enough to sit with everybody else, not only for myself, but for them. Like if I got sick during an exam or I fainted or something, I would have disturbed all the other students. So I was isolated from everybody else in my own special centre. That wasn't great, to be honest. Like, I didn't really get to catch up with any of my friends through the exams. You do feel really isolated, and that kind of made the whole ordeal worse. But I did the rest of my exams from school.
How do you think you did? Because again, general anaesthetic can take a week or two for the real effects to actually wear off. So did you do yourself justice?
To be honest, no, definitely not. Like, the amount of work that I've put in over the 2 years, like, I'm not even going to lie. I have worked my socks off, as I'm sure everybody else has. So, like, it's definitely not an accurate representation of everything that I've done. Also, because of my situation, I started feeling extremely apathetic towards the middle of my exams. I just stopped. There's one stage where I just stopped caring and I just didn't want to do them anymore because I lost all motivation. I struggled to motivate myself to continue because of what happened. I said there's absolutely no point continuing. There's no chance I'm going to get the points. Why should I bother? But
Amy, that's really understandable. I mean, I think anyone who's listening to this would be shocked. I mean, this could have all been avoided because if the provisions that apply for bereavements have been applied to you in this case of a medical emergency, you could have done the exams now, this in July, but there would have been different papers, so you wouldn't have had any advantage over anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing, even though my mum brought up the provision for the bereaved students, the morning of the paper she begged that I'd be allowed 2 hours to sleep, to just get some sleep, because I had only got 3 hours of sleep, to sleep off the anaesthetic, and her request was denied. She pleaded, she said, you can bring an examiner in to watch her sleep. She won't have access to social media. She won't be on her phone. But the request was denied, so
that
I still had to start at 9:30.
That is unreal. That's horrible. I suppose there's no sense of anticipation for you now for your results. I mean, if you don't get the points, and to be honest, Amy, it sounds like it'd be a miracle if you managed to get the points for medicine, given what you've gone through. What are you going to do now? Are you going to go back and repeat the year after all of that? Do the different English course, the different music course, the changes to Irish, or will you do something else?
I know. I don't even know where to start. Like, I could get a shock in August. Like, some of the exams might have gone my way, but I've been looking into kind of doing a science degree and even going in post-grad or repeating the HPAT. If I do get enough points to do a better HPAT, even if I have to repeat, I'll repeat. At the end of the day, there's nothing else I want to do other than medicine. So I don't want to give up and just resign myself to something that I'm not, that my heart isn't set on. So I know that I'll get there eventually. So if it takes me that little bit longer, I think it will be worth it in the end.
One final thing in relation to this, Amy Richards. Have you or your family been in contact with the State Examination Commission since to register a complaint?
No, we haven't yet. I wrote the open letter to the Irish Times, and that's where everything kind of blew up today. So I'm going to see where it takes us. I've seen lots of statements being released by the SEC, but nothing really personal to me. So it is something that I'm looking into and that I definitely am going to raise, because I'm determined that something, that a change be brought in, because I really do not want anybody else to go through what I've gone through and what so many other people have gone through. Because although I've raised this issue, I've heard so many stories of other people that have been much more sick than I was, sitting exams from hospital beds, and it's not right. It's inhumane.
Amy Richards, thank you for telling us about your awful experience. Look, I hope you're better now, though, are you? You've gotten over your appendicitis the operation, have you?
I'm recovered now, so I'm just going to enjoy the summer.
All right, do that.
Try to forget about the exams.
Amy Richards, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.